Tennessee Basketball Associate Head Coach Mike Schwartz. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Appreciate it. Good talking to you guys. Obviously, could be a better week so far for us, but we're fortunate enough to get back at it on Saturday.
Well, sure, and obviously Tuesday night did not go the way that you wanted, and probably for a number of reasons. As you were able to look back at the game, maybe look at film and talk to the players, why do you think things went the way they did on Tuesday? What have you worked on the most, would you say, since then to turn things back around?
Well, most of it has been in terms of meetings and film so far, because we'll get back on the court today. Yesterday was the first day of class for the spring semester, and it was a day off in terms of practice NCAA-wise. So from that standpoint, it's been mostly film and meetings talking about it. But the reality is so many different areas, Josh, starting from the very first play of the game where we got back cut and gave up a layup and we knew what was coming and we didn't execute on that end. We struggled shooting the ball, obviously. That snowballed into a lot of turnovers. And from the defensive side, we didn't rebound. When we did get stops that we needed and chances to keep the game somewhat closer in a possession game, maybe 2-3 possessions, we couldn't secure defensive rebounds, and that kept bringing momentum for Florida, and they just did a great job on both sides of the ball and absolutely beat us in every facet of the game.
Coach Schwartz, as the game was playing out, or maybe like you were just describing there at the beginning, you see a couple of things not go Tennessee's way. Was there anything that was surprising to the coaching staff as you were sitting there and watching the game play out?
How poorly we played. I mean, I would say that was probably surprising. I don't think any of us expected it, coaches or players, for us not to play with that kind of fight that we know we're capable of, even when things aren't going well or aren't going positive. We know that that's part of the game. That's sports, and it doesn't matter what sport. But we didn't feel like necessarily we had the fight that we've shown up until that point, even when things aren't going the way we want them to. So that would probably be the only thing. Again, I don't think surprises from the standpoint of X's and O's or surprises in terms of what happens in the game is really relevant. It just was, we didn't fight the way we needed to. And that necessarily wouldn't have changed the outcome, but we feel like that was a big reason why it happened the way it did.
We're talking to Tennessee Basketball Associate Head Coach Mike Schwartz. How much challenged your veterans, guys that have played a lot, to step up and make sure that things like what happened on Tuesday don't happen moving forward, that they help get other guys to do what they need to on the court?
Yeah, absolutely. That started immediately after the game in the locker room in Gainesville. And I think it's continued through the plane trip back into yesterday, into some of the individual meetings that coaches and players had and had a chance to talk in terms of what we're about to do when we get into the film room and on the court today. I don't think there's any question about that, Josh, that that's where it starts. As much as some of the younger guys, and we need them, and we know they're vital, absolutely. It is up to the veterans, the guys that have been through it, the guys that have been in this conference and been in big games and played in NCAA tournament games. It is up to them to absolutely set the tone of what it takes to go win on the road. And, you just give Florida a ton of credit in terms of what they've dealt with this season, what they dealt with going into the game in terms of missing two key players, Scotty Lewis and Colin Castleton, really good players. So you just give them a ton of credit because they played really well, and simply put, we just didn't answer the bell.
You're talking about the high expectations you have for the veterans on this team. We all know that Yves Pons, the strength of his game is defense, it's rebounding, but what are y'all's expectations of Yves right now offensively?
Well, he needs to find a rhythm, of course, and this happens sometimes in terms of maybe you don't shoot the ball quite as well as maybe you have in the past. Or you could, slumps and things, ups and downs are part of athletics, and everybody goes through it in their unique form of what they do, whether it's on offense or defense. The thing with Yves is that he has to do is he cannot let that affect any other parts of his game. And I think that's what everyone would say. If a great shooter is not shooting the ball well, but they also pass the ball well, or they're a good rebounder, they can't allow not shooting the ball well to affect the other areas. And we think the other night, our struggles on offense really affected what guys do well outside of offense. Don't think Yves was nearly as big of a presence on defense as he has been up to this season. You know, he's been challenged by Coach Barnes and the staff to be a better rebounder, and four or five rebounds as well as that could be a decent number. We need more from him from the rebounding standpoint, offensive and defensive. So not shooting the ball well or struggling to put the ball in the basket. He didn't get a chance to play in the paint nearly as much the other night. It was a spread open game. The court was wide open, but you still have to make an impact in the other areas, and he did not do that the other night.
Tennessee Associate Head Coach Mike Schwartz is with us. And Jaden Springer, one, what is the update on him and his ankle as best you know right now? And how does his presence or his absence affect what you guys do offensively?
Well, the latter part of that, it absolutely affects us. I mean, we know, you know, and that's by no means an excuse the other night at all. Absolutely not, because Florida was dealing with a lot more than we were dealing with. But he does affect us on both sides of the ball, especially the way he can drive the ball. And in that game, we needed to be able to drive the ball well. We played a lot of east-west basketball, ball being swung around the perimeter, and we were in late clock situations. And so we did not put the thrust on the paint that we have become accustomed to, and Jaden's a big piece of that. Defensively, the same thing. Their guards got the better of our guards last game. They lived in the paint, the guards for Florida, and they really spaced the floor open. They went away from most of their sets, and they played ball screen basketball and isolation drive basketball, where they really kept the floor space. So Jaden being one of our better on-ball defenders, not having him in that game obviously affected us there too. But, you know, that's just part of it. Guys got to step up and do it, and we did not do it. We absolutely did not answer that. From a standpoint of him and his availability for next game, just don't know right now. We'll see what happens when we get into practice today. Don't have an update from last game to right now.
I was also going to ask you about an update on Corey Walker's overall health and if and how he's factoring into plans in the immediate future or long term.
Corey's just working every day to get better. I mean, it's nothing to do with health at this time. It's just trying to, I think we talked last week on this call about just trying to solidify rotation as we've got into conference play rotation. And I think we'll see some rotational changes and lineup changes going into the next game as well. But as far as, you know, so Corey's just getting better every day, working like all our guys are.
Hey, Mike, with all this conversation we've had today, we're talking to Mike Schwartz, Tennessee Associate Head Coach. How important is it to also keep perspective that it was one game and a basketball season is a long season? So you try to work on what happened the other night, but also realize it is one game and a long season.
Yeah, you can never let one loss turn into two losses or multiply in that way. So you can't let Tuesday night's game affect potentially what could happen Saturday night. So that is a key, and that, again, that's with everything. Now, no different than college football, college basketball. It tend to, when you lose a game, you feel, it's not like professional. It's not like the NBA or the NFL where you feel like, okay, hey, this is part of it. When you lose a game in college athletics, it seems to really put a huge burden on the final outcome of the season. So that is very important to keep into perspective. And it's all about finding a way to get better. And you know what? If we had won Tuesday night, and we've spoken before about this, we would still come in with the same mentality of find a way to get better today, regardless of the result. We've had plenty of games we've won and played well, and that doesn't change our approach the next day or towards the next game. So our approach isn't going to change. It just gives us some specifics to really look into and some details based on how we lost Tuesday night, and we can't let that happen. But from a fight standpoint, was probably the most disappointing thing, and we've addressed it, and that'll continue to be addressed as we get on the court today.
I know you guys are not about excuses, and we talked about COVID disruptions last week and the impact that they're having, not just on maybe this team, but all teams around the country. Do you think this team got out of their rhythm with the layoff between the Texas A&M game and the Vanderbilt game, and they're just trying to work their way through that?
No, Heather, honestly, no, I don't. I think we turned that into a positive, and we got into the Vanderbilt game, and, you know, we played solid in the first half, had a better second half, and no, I don't think that is. You know, this season's going to come down to resiliency. This season's going to come down to adaptability in terms of being able to understand that these kind of pauses, and so zero effect in terms of why we played so poorly Tuesday night. We didn't get the job done.
Hey, Mike, last thing, we'll get you out of here. Mike Schwartz is with us. I know you guys made it look easy at Missouri a few weeks ago, but I imagine you expect a tough Missouri team coming in Saturday. What should we be looking for? What stands out as you look to play the Tigers again?
Yeah, that Missouri game is an outlier in terms of the way conference games are going to be, and that's for everybody. We played well that game, and in terms of who Missouri is, a really good team, one of the top teams in this conference. We know it's going to be an extremely physical game. We know Coach Martin and his teams, how well they defend. They have a talented offensive team. They have talented guards that could really space the floor and quick shoot the ball, get into the paint. They have a dynamic post player, one of the best post players in the league, in Jeremiah Tillman. They're very aggressive on the glass, which is an area that we have dipped here recently. So that's another area we will talk about and address today in practice and in the film room. So it's going to be an absolute fistfight when it comes to physicality and determination and grit to see who can find a way to get a victory on Saturday night. So great team coming in, very hard playing, hard-nosed team, and it's going to be a challenge for us, and we got to, you know, pick ourselves up off the mat after what we did Tuesday night.
Sure thing. Well, good luck as you get ready for Missouri on Saturday. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one.